Being in a relationship is both an opportunity and a challenge. Relationships with others have the potential to be life-expanding, but to achieve this, they must be built on delicacy and intention of mind and heart. The Torah portions of Truma, Tetzaveh, and Vayakhel Pkudei present various opportunities for encounter and connection with others in general and the connection between the Holy Blessed One and humanity in particular. At the center of Truma and Tetzaveh stands the Mishkan, the tabernacle, its vessels, and the garments of the priests who serve within it. These portions teach us about the encounter with others and invite us to attempt to maintain connections even when they seem impossible. In Parashat Truma, we raise the idea that God dwells among us by virtue of a sanctuary that possesses a blueprint form, Tavnit. Yet God is not confined to that pattern of God's self. The Mishkan serves as a model for creating a space for encounter. Now, in Parashat Tetzaveh, the gaze shifts from the space, the structure, the materials, and the vessels to those who enter it and those who work within it. The parasha opens with the preparation of the regular lamp, Ner Tamid, and includes the commandment regarding pure olive oil for the light, the priestly garments, the inauguration ceremony, and more. It details their garments and begins to describe the service of the Mishkan, asking who will stand within this house and how will they bear the weight of closeness. This shift from the structure and the vessels to the people who serve is also echoed in a passage in the Talmud. The third chapter of Menachot concludes with a sequence of laws sharing a common denominator. They all deal with things that, in the language of the Mishnah, the absence of one invalidates the other. Me'akvin ze et ze. As the Mishnah states, the two goats of Yom Kippurim, the absence of one invalidates the other. The seven branches of the menorah, the absence of one invalidates the other. The seven lamps on it, the absence of one invalidates the other. The four portions of scripture in tefillin, the absence of one invalidates the other. And so on and so forth. Most of the laws in the Mishnah concerning this type of invalidation, focus on the temple, its service vessels, and the sacrifices. The meaning of the expression me'akvim ze et ze is that the absence of one part invalidates the rest. If one component or element is missing, the entire entity is disqualified, or in a sense, the presence of the remaining parts becomes worthless in terms of fulfilling the commandment. In other words, there is an absolute necessity for the whole, for every single one of its parts or components. Given that the vast array of examples refers to the vessels of the Mishkan in the temple, a specific worldview emerges. The sanctuary is a space where special emphasis is placed upon the whole, on all the vital details coming together into a coherent picture. To put it in positive terms, the sanctuary is a space defined by a bond of mutual dependence. The concept that the absence of one invalidates the other, me'akvin, appears in a non-legal statement in the Talmudic discussion on these Mishnayot. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, when Moshe ascended to the heights, he found the Holy Blessed One sitting and tying crowns to the letters of the Torah. He said before God, Master of the universe, who stays your hand? Mi me'akev al yadcha. The legend provides a glimpse into the celestial realm as Moshe ascends to receive the Torah. He finds God making what seems to be final preparations for its giving, and Moshe wonders why God is not delivering the Torah yet. Why God is delaying. Listening closely to Moshe's words reveals his assumption that God is being delayed because of a human being. Who stays your hand? On the surface, Moshe is asking God, why and for whom is God waiting, lingering over final details instead of handing the Torah over to the people of Israel? However, in light of the phrase, Mi me'akev al yadcha, which echoes the Mishnaic language of me'akvim ze et ze, we can offer a different understanding of the question. Who, by their absence, would render the giving of the Torah invalid? Who is the essential component without whom the act is incomplete, or perhaps even void? Moshe's assumption, viewed through the lens of the Mishnah, is a bold one. The giving of the Torah itself may be mutually bound, dependent on something that is not solely divine. God's answer to Moshe illuminates this relationship. God said to him, there is a man who is destined to exist after many generations, and Akiva ben Yosef is his name, who is destined to derive from every single passage, kotz, heaps and heaps of laws. God tells Moshe that the Torah being given now is, so to speak, potentially rendered invalid by the absence of a single future human being. It seems that the giving of the Torah depends not only on the giver, but also on the receiver. It must be given in a way that its recipients, with Rabbi Akiva serving here as the paradigm for far-reaching Torah study, can learn it and interpret it. Parashat Tetzaveh portrays a reality in which the interdependence of various components is fundamental, not only to the fulfillment of mitzvot, but to the very nature of the encounter. The branches of the menorah, the lamps, and the showbread all render one another indispensable. The discussion in Menachot suggests a bold and far-reaching expansion of this idea. Applying this interdependence on the bond between the Torah, the giver of the Torah, and its recipients. In this way, Parashat Tetzaveh, alongside the Talmudic passage, offers us a distinct model for relationship. If Parashat Truma emphasized the precision of the blueprint form to create a space that does not confine those within it, then Tetzaveh highlights the interdependence of the partners in that connection. Just as the branches of the menorah are bound to one another, such that the absence of one invalidates the other, so too are the Torah and the people of Israel dependent on each other, and so too is every relationship between ourselves and others. Bonds are built on the recognition that my life without the other lacks something essential, that the other stays my hand in the most profound sense. It is through a shared existence that acknowledges this interdependence that life and meaning truly flourish. Shabbat Shalom.